Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 136, verses 1 through 9. And there's quite a bit more there, too, all the way up to verse 26. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. A refrain repeated often enough to bore our modern minds. We're not really so good at paying attention to something that repeats too often, unless we've got some form of music, perhaps, to make us not think about the words. But the words themselves, well, they're a bit tedious to us, aren't they? And isn't it all the more stunning where this psalm eventually goes? I mean, sure, no one's got a problem giving thanks to the God who made the universe, sun and stars. That's all really nice. Flowers of the field, birds of the air. Yeah, God is love and all of that. But where does it stop? Oh, man, verse 10. Next verse, to him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his love endures forever. And it goes on. Him who divided the Red Sea in two, made Israel pass through, overthrew Pharaoh in the Red Sea, led the people through the wilderness, and struck down kings, mighty kings, killed them. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, killed them, for his steadfast love endures forever. What in the world is going on? Even my favorite commentators, Kylan Delitzsch, however you want to pronounce your German, probably better than me, even they seem a bit stumped. They have very little to say about this chapter, other than that Sihon and Og are confusing grammatically, and that the repetition of the line is a repetition. Yes, it's a repetition connected to the great Hallel, the great Alleluia, which technically I'm not supposed to say today because it's Ash Wednesday, right? But this is only according to what they call its broadest compass. That is, the great Hallel runs all the way from Psalm 113 to Psalm 136, and this is just the closing of that. And so that's about all they tell you. This is the closing of this great longer section of praise. But how much does it strike us, boring modern Americans, that this praise is so repetitious, and yet in that repetition buries the great violence of the Old Testament? I mean, didn't Jesus say to love your enemies? What's he doing killing Sihon and Og and Pharaoh's son? And many a modern scholar has dismissed the God of the Old Testament as a different God altogether than the one Jesus spoke of because of things just like this. But I would contend this is more our lack of faith and our weakness and our wanting to remake God in our image than our faithful allowing him to make us in his, and here's why. The violence of the Old Testament is what we deserve. And the violence of the Old Testament is what Jesus took on the cross. So that all of these things that are so disturbing, the murder of a child by the angel of death, the striking down of kings, the sending of his own people out into the wilderness, all of these things are marks of the eternal steadfast love of God, which rather than condemn us to hell, would take these punishments into himself, absorbing them as the great debt of Jesus' cross. So you can't see any of this, the sun, the moon, the stars, the flowers, any of that, or the history of Israel, and the history of mankind's war with each other and with God. You can't see or understand any of that without looking at it through the cross of Jesus Christ, which makes all these things elements of his love, that he did not destroy us, but allowed us to continue in our chaos in order that he might enter our chaos, our violence, and be the one who takes it from us. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever.